Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS 745 with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
Icy weather means a busy week for road crews.
Two.
Woman ruled competent to stand trial in the death of another Wichita woman and kidnapping of her newborn child.
One.
Two men dead after plane crash in southwest Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Friday morning commute. We do have the report of a non-injury accident, a school bus colliding with a car at 47th South and Mission in the Derby area. But once again, that they're not saying there are any injuries there. So good news. In Park City, the report of vandalism, checking that out, the 8800 block of North Ridgewood, and a vehicle fire involved with an injury traffic accident on the west side of Valley Center. That's at 81st North and Valley Creek Drive. KNSS traffic brought to you by Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. That's located downtown Wichita, Market and Waterman, in the East Harry Street Mall as well, and online at carlstire.com. It's the home of the $34.95 oil change. Joe Dubrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire.
Patchy morning fog, then cloudy today with a high of 40 degrees. 40% chance for drizzle tonight. The overnight low 34. Saturday, tomorrow, 50% chance for rain. High tomorrow, 49. So warming up a bit here over the next couple of days. Fog and mist right now, 33 degrees. We have an east wind at only 3 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ending the day mixed yesterday.
The market's losing steam heading into the close, with the Dow snapping a two-day losing streak, ending the day up 164 points. The S&P fighting for gains, closing up a tenth of a point. Both the Dow and S&P are lower for the week. The Nasdaq dipping into the red, closing down 8 points. The 10-year yield easing off its four-year high, the yield now at 2.92. Some news out of the White House press briefing driving the markets. The Council of Economic Advisers Chairman Kevin Hassett projects the U.S. economy will grow by at least 3% a year through 2020. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, I'm Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Apple says it posted sales of $88.3 billion in the final 3 months of 2017, beating its own sales forecast and setting a new quarterly record for the company. It also turned a record $20 billion profit. However, Apple said it expects sales for the upcoming quarter to be between $60 billion and $62 billion, well below Wall Street estimates. The forecast raises concerns about demand for the new line of iPhones. Are the iPhones as popular as they should be? German automaker BMW says it's in talks to build battery electric models of its mini cars in China, which would be the first time the iconic cars have been made outside Europe. BMW said in a statement today it has signed a letter of intent with Chinese manufacturer Great Wall Motor. China is the world's largest auto market, and BMW delivers 560,000 vehicles to customers there last year, over a half million, and 35,000 of those were minis. So BMW is doing a lot of business in China. Airbnb is dispatching inspectors to raid some of the properties listed on its home rental service in an effort to reassure travelers they're booking nice places to stay. The Plus program, unveiled Thursday, is aimed at winning over travelers who are not sure they can trust the computer-driven system that Airbnb uses to assess the quality of rentals. And starting next month, Nissan will be testing on regular roads what it calls a robo-vehicle mobility service. The service is called Easy Ride. It uses a cell phone app to book semi-autonomous driven rides. And UPS says it will soon start using electric delivery trucks that cost the same as conventional diesel or gas-fueled ones. The company has been developing the trucks with oil-based truck maker Workhorse Group for 4 years, Ohio-based, that is. Electric trucks are usually more expensive because of battery costs. It's 7:49 now, Steve and Ted, and a growing local bank, editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal, is going to tell us all about it. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal on the streets today, the rise of Equity Bank. Equity began in 2002 with the purchase of the National Bank of Andover. 15 years later, the bank has more than 600 employees, $3.5 billion in assets, and is traded publicly on the NASDAQ. CEO and Chairman Brad Elliott talks about his strategy for the bank and his philosophy about acquisitions. Equity's footprint includes most of Kansas and parts of Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. They now have more than 40 branches in that four-state region. As Equity acquires a bank, it has a 750-point checklist that's used to bring the new property into the Equity Bank way of doing things. This week's top 25 list, the Wichita area's largest fundraising events. They're ranked by net income in 2017. Zubilee is first, raising nearly $834,000. The Big Soiree for Kansas Big Brothers Big Sisters is next, more than $745,000. The rest of the top five, Tour de Cure, the Fashion Passion Runway Show and Auction, and the For Kids' Sake campaign. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Right, thank you, Bill. Coming up at 7:51 now with Steve and Ted. Got some KNSS breaking news this morning. Federal documents show former Wichita State player Fred Van Vliet may be involved in the federal criminal investigation into college basketball. According to a report published by Yahoo Sports, Van Vliet received $1,000 from sports agency Christian Dawkins. The report also says KU player Josh Jackson's mother received a $2,700 payment. Several other players are implicated, some receiving much more than $1,000. So looks like Fred might be caught up in that net, then, Ted?
Yeah, there's a lot of schools and a lot of players that are involved in this, and Yahoo Sports has been on the forefront of reporting this. And
is this the same one, Louisville? Is that a different?
Part of it is Louisville, and part of it's a different thing with Louisville. But this is a deal that involves Adidas and agents and college players getting paid. And on the list, Fred Van Vliet, former Shocker, and Josh Jackson, former Kansas Jayhawk. They're both playing in the NBA right now. But this is a widespread investigation, and there are a lot of names and schools on that list of college players that allegedly received this money.
Some sort of money.
And you cannot pay NCAA players. So this is some illegal activity. The FBI is involved with this investigation.
It's pretty serious stuff, then.
So it's.
All right.
So we'll see.
Keep an eye on the situation.
Some people keep saying, this is just the tip of the iceberg on some of this stuff. So it's an ongoing situation. But that's the latest we're getting this morning.
All right. And on a lighter note this morning, it's National Toast Day, Ted. And toast is so very versatile, It carries a multitude of jams, jellies, marmalades, and fruit compotes. We don't stop there. Toast transports proteins and veggies, sprouts, and soaks up sauces and drippings. Perhaps we've overlooked the necessity of toast, and it shall have its due.
You've heard the expression as bland as toast.
Yeah. I had a toasted cheese sandwich the other day.
But that's the deal. You have to put stuff on toast to make it palatable.
Yeah. You got to load it up because by itself, it's pretty bland.
Right.
You don't have a lot of butter or jelly or something on there.
Exactly.
But that's the beauty of toast is it's a vehicle.
It is?
It's a vehicle to carry other flavors.
Okay. See? All right.
Anyway, otherwise, I'm not a big toast fan myself, but today is National Toast Day. In honor of that, go out and get toasted. No, they don't want to do that.
No, that's a different definition.
That's a different deal. All right, coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, keep it right here. We're going to have the latest on a fatal plane crash in southwest Kansas. Ted Woodward will bring us the blur And Ted will also update us on sports. We got a lot of sports going on this weekend.
Busy sports weekend here in February.
I've got some more Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger to give away. And we're going to talk about a Google Digital Learning session coming up in Wichita. That should be interesting. All of that on the way here in the 8 o'clock
hour. Big 8 o'clock hour coming up.
Keep it here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.